Hare Krishna, dear children and families. Tonight is story 14, Krishna and Balarama's crawling adventures. Previously in Garga Muni, names Krishna and Balarama, a peaceful morning dawned in Gokula. Garga Muni always as a gentle sage paid a secret visit to Nanda Maharaj's home. With quiet reverence, he entered the courtyard, received warmly by Nanda and Yashoda. There, Garga Muni bestowed beautiful names and revealed the divine nature of Krishna and Balarama. After his calm blessings, the family felt more joy, hope, and protection than ever before. Now the village of Gokula felt safe and blessed as the two boys began their wondrous new adventures. Tonight we discover their sweetest early childhood pastimes. As the gentle morning sun touched Gokula's green fields, the soft laughter of two little boys filled the courtyard of Nanda Maharaja's shom. Krishna and Balarama, only months past their naming ceremony, began exploring the world in their own childish ways. Their mothers Yashoda and Rohini watched eagerly as their sons prepared to crawl. The two boys wore tinny tinkling ankle bells each time Krishna or Balarama. Ovid, the sweet sound of chimes floated through the air. Villagers sometimes paused their chores just to listen, for the cheerful bells seemed to announce divine joy has come. Krishna and Balarama would lift themselves on their hands and knees, wobbly at first. Sometimes they did tumbles awfully onto their tummies, their faces gleaming with surprise, then pure delight. Look, Krishna scrawling again, Yashoda would call, clapping her hands. Rohini smiled, quick to shield Balarama from any sharp pebbles. It became a joyful adventure, watching the babies crawl after each other. Sometimes Krishna spotted a ball of clay and with curious fingers pressed it, enjoying the squishy coolness. Balarama too plunged his little hands into clay, giggling. Acids quenched. Mess and laughter filled the air, precious things to Yashoda and Rohini. Sometimes the court calves became their playmates. One mischievous calf would flick its tail and Krishna would toddle behind, grabbing hold. The calf would walk gently, pulling Krishna along while his ankle bells jingled merrily. Balarama, not wanting to be left out, crawled after another calf. Soon both boys beamed with happiness, hitching playful rides across the yard. One gentle morning, a group of village women arrived with small garlands of wildflowers. They placed them over each boy's shoulders and softly sang, "May you always be protected, little ones." The grandmothers told tales of Govardhana Hill and spoke of how the earth felt blessed by the boys' playful presence. Yet the world was not always safe for adventurous children. Yashoda and Rohini were always nearby, ever watchful. When Krishna crawled too close to the water pots, Yashoda rushed over gently, scooping hay. Iminto her arms, if Balarama neared the kitchen's warm fire, Rohini was swift to bring him back to safety, whispering words of love. Sometimes animals from the barns wandered near curious, and a mother cow would nuzzle Krishna share. He would squeal with giggles. Should a large ranimal or a boisterous goat get too close, the mothers quickly intervened, keeping every moment safe. The trees leaned in a sift, trying to watch their branches gently shading the boys, and dawn on breezy afternoon, Krishna caught sight of a fluttering butterfly. He dashed after it in hands and knees. Aizan Klebel spieling Balarama followed right behind, Lofter trailing after the butterfly until it landed atop a soft clay mound. Their mothers let them adventure, watching every moment, encouragement and love in their smiles. After playful afternoons, Krishna and Balarama Shan's faces and little hot is worse smeared with earth and clay. The mothers cleaned the boys with soft towels and showered them with cuddles and kisses. As days passed, crawling became standing and standing wobbled into first steps. Each new attempt brought cheers from the mothers and all of Gokula, firewater and wandering animals. Every danger was met with gentle, loving protection. Gokula's hearts overflowed with joy, pride, and a touch of worry, cherishing every sound of the ankle bells, every peal of laughter, every new crawling, new adventure. So night after night, a star sparkled above. Memories of Krishna and Balarama, surly days lingered in every heart. Childhood for these his two brothers was filled with laughter, curiosity, and endless motherly care. Frivol tonight, one Krishna and Balarama show us the beauty of playful friendship. Two, motherly love protects against even the highest dangers. Three, even the supreme enjoys the joy of play. Four, safe communities bring happiness and adventure. Five, simple moments shared with family are the sweetest gifts of all. Dear Lord Krishna and D. Balarama, thank you for your joyful pastimes and for teaching us about love, care, and safety. Please help us always feel your gentle protection and remember your playfulness in our hearts. Watch over us as we sleep and bless our families and friends. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Next time in story 015, the gopis complain about butter theft. We'll hear what happens when the village ladies spot Krishna's next mischief. Get ready for laughter and a peek at another playful day in Gokula.